Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
All right. An absolute freakout is ensuing, which just goes to show you the double standard we now have for speech in this country. Jim Cramer said the silent part out loud about Nancy Pelosi. He called her Crazy Nancy.
Yeah.
Which she is. The woman is a nut. I mean, this is the woman who's been running around screaming and yelling about, you know, yes, look at Trump. He should wear a mask and socially distance. Except when she wants her hair done. She goes and breaks at least two local ordinances. It appears three.
Yeah.
Nobody's said anything.
And then calls it a setup by the
calls it a setup owner, and demands an apology.
Even though she's the one that called for the appointment.
Right. Some setup, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to use the Vulcan mind meld now to get Nancy to call to ask for an appointment. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so Jim Cramer says the quiet part out loud on his show.
Between you and I think Secretary Mnuchin, I mean, what deal can we have, Crazy Nancy? I'm sorry, that was the president. I have such reverence for the office, I would never use that term. But it is
hard. But you
hard,
just did.
Well, yeah. Yeah, Jim, you just did.
Yeah, so
coming from the guy with a show called Mad Money.
I mean, that's the idea. The whole thing is crazy. So here's the thing. That led to an absolute freak out. In the same vein that, you know, when the owner of the hair salon, you know, dared to question, hey, you know, Nancy Pelosi came in here and broke a couple local ordinances. Y'all want to do anything about that? And she got death threats and had to shut it down completely. You could have outside cuts. That was allowed, but otherwise, no. In California, there in San Fran. Nope. No. She got death threats, all kinds of hate. They tanked her ratings. I mean, just so if you even criticize Pelosi, the left can't take it. I don't think they could handle being Trump supporters for even a day.
No.
You know, Crazy Nancy. Okay, they're now trying to cancel her. First, Crazy Nancy began trending on Twitter. And they shut that down quick.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't criticize Nancy Pelosi. It doesn't matter if she actually is crazy. Well, they shut that down. Then Jim Cramer began trending. And it was because the left decided that he must be canceled. He has to be fired.
Go the way of Chris Matthews.
Exactly. And that worked with Chris Matthews. They trended him and then, bam, he was gone. He got totally canceled right away, right?
Yeah.
Never mind that their nominee, in terms of women, has done far worse. I mean, here's a woman running around saying he groped her. And nobody cares. But with Chris Matthews, couple of rumors, and off you go. So it depends which groper you are in the Democrat Party, I guess, at whether you're a useful groper or not so useful groper as to whether you are canceled out. But anyway, so now they want Jim Cramer canceled. I mean, I don't understand these leftists, man. We are so used to this. I mean, just as an example, I mean, we can't get to noon in this country without somebody on the TV, on the news, calling Trump, his administration, his ideas or his policies crazy. I mean, just yesterday, same day, Carl Bernstein, CNN's analyst called Trump a homicidal president. And nobody bats an eye.
What about what Congressman Tlaib said about the president?
What was that?
The MF-er.
Oh, yes. No, that was cool. That was cool. That was hip. She's okay. She's down for the struggle, Lee. So it's okay. It's good. Nobody gets canceled.
Yeah.
Nobody gets canceled.
But, you know, anything profane or obnoxious or anything can be said about President Trump, and it makes no difference. Absolutely none. It is perfectly acceptable. Not only is it acceptable, it is encouraged and in some cases demanded that you say that about him.
Absolutely.
But let, you know, Jim Cramer then repeat something that he claims that the president said, which he did, Crazy Nancy, and, oh, well, we've got to cancel him.
Yeah. Totally canceled. Meanwhile, did you see this? Gun demand for guns is, for the first, this has never happened before, overwhelming the FBI background check system. By the way, do you know where the highest gun sales are in terms of increases? Over 100%?
I'm sure they'd be in the Democrat states right about now.
Swing states.
Yep.
I don't know what that means. It means one of two things. It either means that people have, you know, become sudden fans of the Second Amendment after watching Democrat loons run wild in the streets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it means they don't feel secure in Trump's America and need to take extra precautions, which is not good for Trump.
I would say all of the above.
I'm not sure which it is. I don't know. I can't figure out if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, to me, it's always a good thing when people buy guns if they're legally able to have guns, because that makes you instantly a fan of the Second Amendment. Now you, for the first time, own a product that the government is trying to take away that you have a constitutional right to have.
Here's a point I do want to make. Only people who are legally purchasing guns get the background checks.
Oh, yeah, the criminals don't.
Exactly.
They just get them on the streets.
So I am perfectly happy about having people who are going through the FBI background checks, although I really don't think you should have to have one. But anyway, that's a whole other discussion. But those that are going through the FBI background checks are the ones who are trying to purchase guns legally.
Right.
So got no problem with that. 100% for every bit of that. That's great. Go for it. Arm up. Ammo up.
Yep. And I've said that before. I mean, something happens to you when you hold a gun in your hand. It's yours. And you fire it on a range. It really is something that happens, and after that, somebody wants to take that from you. It becomes real. It's not a theoretical thing. And
you know what's even more fun?
It's awesome. What?
Handling all the various weapons that you own.
Oh, yeah, I know.
When you're stacking up the shotguns and the rifles and the pistols, and that's, yeah.
It's really cool.
That is cool. That's empowering for anybody.
I know.
Regardless of gender or political persuasion.
It absolutely is. And you know, you have that feeling, and then someone wants to take that from you. It can change your politics. I really believe that. So all of these new gun buyers, I'm thrilled about this. But I don't know what it means that we're seeing these increases in gun purchases. A 54% increase in the number of background checks that were delayed past 3 days. So what's happening is if the system, it's so overwhelmed that if the FBI can't find incriminating records on a would-be buyer, the sale is allowed to proceed after 3 days.
Which is the law.
It's just the law. Yeah, absolutely.
And when you hear people say the Charleston loophole, there is no loophole. The law is that the federal government must respond within 3 days. If they don't, then that purchase must be allowed. That is what the law is. It ain't no loophole.
Well, there was a 54% increase in the number of background checks that were delayed past 3 days because in March through July. That's never happened before because they say just the system's so overwhelmed with how many people are buying guns. And this is crazy. January 2020 through July 2020, 5 million first-time gun buyers made purchases. That's just the first-time gun buyers. That's not the whole surge.
Look what was going on in that time period.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that the whole George Floyd thing, that didn't happen until May. But this, you know, 5 million first-time gun buyers, this started in January.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's...
I mean, we didn't even really get an idea of how bad COVID was going to hit this country until March. So, I mean, January, things were still sailing smoothly. The economy was on fire, and it began in January. So I just think that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't figure out if it's good or bad. What's interesting is that when Yahoo Sports and the National Shooting Sports Foundation analyzed the first 6 months of 2020, found that gun purchases by black men and women were up 58% over what they were during the first months of 2019. That's interesting, too.
Mm-hmm. I still think that this is encouraging.
I think so, too. I just think overall it's very good news. I love to see in particular black people buying guns. That just gives me absolute chills to have that, you know, people descended from an enslaved group of people can go in this country and buy guns. That is just like the ultimate thing of freedom. I mean, nobody can do that in most other countries in the world.
Yeah.
Not the ancestors of slaves or, you know, or free people or anybody.
Yeah.
But we can here. And I think that's great. And like I said, something about owning that gun and having it and in holding it in your hands and feeling the power of it on a firing range, and then somebody wants to take it from you, it makes you want to go a little crazy. I'm hoping that this will increase the country's love for the Second Amendment, particularly among Black people who tend to vote overwhelmingly Democrat, that they'll begin to connect that gun to the erosion of their rights that their party wants.
Well, this still goes against what it is that the Democrat Party stands for, which is the confiscation and the elimination of weapons. Now, they're going to scream and holler, no, we're not taking it. Yes, that's exactly what you're talking about. Just talk to Beto O'Rourke and Joe Biden, if he can remember which administration he's participating in. And that's exactly what they've talked about. You've got Democrats that are limiting ammo, that are trying to do everything they can to slow down the purchasing time period that it takes to purchase these weapons. They're trying to put other kinds of unconstitutional restrictions on the ownership. They are trying to get judges and other things or obstacles to the Second Amendment for everyone in this country. That's what that party stands for. And if you've got millions, literally millions of people, more people, buying more weapons, and we are already the country that has the most weapons per capita to begin with.
See, and that's the beauty of all of this. You know, we look at the history of socialism and, you know, autocratic regimes. Every time that they have been, successfully implemented, the guns have been taken beforehand. You know, good luck getting, what are we at now, 220 million guns off the streets of America? Just good luck with that. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever tried to impose the kind of regime the left wants to impose on an armed, heavily armed populace. We have no idea how that'll go.
Oh, I got a pretty good idea.
We have a lot of good theories on how that'll go, Lee, but we've never seen it before in history. So we got that going for us if all else fails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. You know, just speaking in our society is becoming more difficult. There's so many things daily that you can't say, do, or appreciate anymore that, folks, headline. This is not the Babylon Bee. Southern Baptists drop Southern over racial connotations. Leaders in the Southern Baptist Convention are dropping references to the South as the largest Protestant denomination in the country grapples with its history of supporting slavery. So instead of using Southern, the church leadership will now refer to themselves as Great Commission Baptists. Okay. Baptist history of supporting slavery aside, let's forget all that. I'm sorry, the South is it's a region of the country. It is a direction and a region. It is a geographical place. Is this the beginning of, the region of the country I'm from, which is not the North or the West or the East, is where I'm from. Now. Is this where we're going? I think this is where we're going. Will there be anything left you can say? God, these are classic Soviet-style tactics, folks. So classic. All of it. I played the audio the first year I was here. It was from a professor at Georgetown who studied Soviet propaganda. It was fascinating. And she talked about how in the Soviet Union, even people who agreed with the Communist Party and were very much in support of them were afraid to speak in public ever on anything. Because the rules, arbitrary rules for what was acceptable to say and what was not acceptable to say would just change on a moment's notice. And they weren't logical. So if you spoke in public last week, you might have been videoed or recorded saying something that is verboten this week and you could be destroyed. We have a word for that now, by the way, canceled. So people just simply wouldn't speak. Because you never knew if what you were saying was going to be wrong. There was no logical way to say, okay, I'll be okay if I just say things that are kind to people. I'll be okay if I just use my manners. I'll be all right. No, you're not all right. You're not all right at all. Did you see this? Well, we're at, there's not even being left, 5 years from now, everything will be canceled. Except maybe Cuties on Netflix, which, by the way, is trending at number 4. Pro-pedophilia. The left is moving towards supporting and embracing pedophilia. You know what the sign of this was when Twitter changed its rules about writing about it online? You cannot say on Twitter that mail-in voting might cause fraud. Can't say that. You'll get censored. But if you want to debate the relative merits of pedophilia as a lifestyle, that's cool. That's good. Now, you didn't used to be able to do that on Twitter, but they changed the rules recently. Isn't that weird? They changed the rules to end persecution against people merely discussing the lifestyle. At this point, you still can't actually share any. It's illegal. You know, photos and stuff. But if you want to talk with like-minded pedophiles about your lifestyle, if you want to debate your lifestyle, you can do that. You know where they're going next, don't you? No, you're going to see, especially if you get a Joe Biden win. They're going to start persecuting those who criticize the lifestyle, as they call it. That's all that's coming. And you know what's amazing to me is that, you know, Netflix is getting all this pushback for Cuties, which, again, I think all the talk about it has it now trending. It's number 4 on Netflix right now, although the number of Netflix cancellations rose by 8 times the average on Saturday, started Thursday to Saturday. So there's people canceling over it too. Wait till people discover what's on Amazon right now. This is actually, it's called The Lover. It is graphic, disgusting. It's softcore piano playing is what it is. We use the term piano playing on this. It's about a 15-year-old girl and a 30-year-old man. Totally glamorized and glorified. No one's noticed it yet. That's Amazon. They're pushing this. Then in California, do you see what they just passed? And Gavin Newsom signed, you don't have to register as a sex offender now if you're a guy and your piano playing partner is 10 years or less younger than you. So 15-year-old, 25-year-old, that's all good. It's all good. Take him to the prom. Why not? Go ahead. It's good. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, so do we have to change our state name now from South Carolina? Perhaps Lesser North Carolina will be a less offensive name. What nonsense. It's all on the table. I don't know. I mean, it's impossible. We joke about something and then the next week we're doing it. It's ridiculous. Anyway, things are proceeding exactly as I said they would in the NFL. I knew it when I heard the dog whistle. From Roger Goodell, I've spent a lot of time on this because this is a cultural thing and it's a big deal. Remember when Roger Goodell not just reversed the NFL's policy on kneeling, way more than that. He suggested everybody should be a part of the protest. What he was doing was, you know, dog whistling to the media, come and get them if they don't toe the line. And I said, people, you will see people vilified over the smallest things. It's just all part of a pattern. It is systematic. It's systemic, to use one of the left's recent favorite words. It's going on all over the place. I'm going to knock out a podcast on this in the next week. There's so many examples of it. People don't understand what they're looking at, what they're seeing. And I'll tell you what they're seeing. One of my favorite books, and I've encouraged so many of you to read it, many of you have, so you can understand what's going on here. What we think of as cancel culture are actual Soviet-style tactics for controlling people. And We the Living by Ayn Rand is one of the best examples of that. She said it's the closest to a biography I'll ever write, and it's about her time in the Soviet Union, but it's a fictional character, not herself, but she writes about the things that she saw and how they controlled people. And Americans don't understand what's being foisted on them right now because they haven't seen it. Read that book, and you're like, that's cancel culture. Holy cow, they ran the whole country on cancel culture. Yeah, and everybody fell right in line. To recap quickly, and I'll explain where I'm coming from, and I'm not going to give you a spoiler for the book, but in the book, everybody was expected to work, and you know, there were jobs people really didn't want to do and jobs people really wanted to do. Well, you got the job, your job, not according to your abilities or intelligence or any of that or how hard you work, but how valuable you were to the party. Everything in life revolved around your relative value as a human being to the party and how loyal that you were. So if you were not in a state of favor with the party, then you would get a substandard food card, a substandard job, and substandard like clothing cards. And so you'd go to the end of the line, basically. And a lot of times they'd just run out of food before they got to you. That would force you into the black market. Capitalism was illegal. Once you're in the black market, you end up getting arrested. And people would be trading services or other things for food on the black market because they couldn't get it on the regular market. So everything in life, including your ability to eat and literally exist, all your basic necessities, was tied to your rank and file and standing in the party. All of it. One of the things they would do, they'd have these big, powerful speeches by party leaders. Everybody, no matter what their state of health, they didn't care, was expected to show up in the square. You can see videos of this online, actually. The Soviets used to release them. Look how powerful we are. You had best not be caught anywhere but that rally. And people would literally, these cold Soviet winters, be expected to stand out there for hours. People would drop dead and get frostbite from freezing. Because the coats that the government provided were non-existent or substandard. They were very thin, like raincoats. Can you imagine standing out there in the Soviet winter? And one of the reasons the people were so close together, they'd huddle, is they were literally freezing. But you would, if you got caught not there, you might lose your job and then your food card. See how this works? So the idea is to get everybody to go along so that those who do not stand out. That's exactly what Roger Goodell was doing when he said, hey, we all need to get involved in the struggle here. And now we're seeing this. This is everywhere. The NFL is just the testing ground for it, spreading into corporate culture. Do you see what happened to the Steelers' Alejandro Villanueva? It is exactly what Ayn Rand wrote about in We the Living. We call it cancel culture now. They probably had a different word for it, Soviet Union. Alejandro Villanueva, he's a former Army Ranger, did multiple tours. And then, amazingly, was able to get his position in the NFL. So he's a great guy. The team had decided to put the name of Antoine Rose Jr., a police brutality victim, shooting victim, on their helmets. Villanueva didn't want to do that. So here we go. He instead wrote the name Alwin Cash on his helmet. Alwin Cash is an American hero. He's a veteran who died during the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2005 after winning a Silver Star. Absolute American hero. He's black. So he wrote the name on the helmet. Well, that's cool, right? He's honoring a black. No, that's not what the party's doing right now. You got to do what the party's doing or you are going to get pounded into the ground. And here they go. Put his name in today. Watch the media's what. Put his name on the internet. See what the media is doing to him. Now, he cleared this with his coach, the team organization, got permission to do it. It doesn't matter. Here's the headline on the CBS piece. Steelers Alejandro Villanueva covers name of police shooting victim on helmet with name of military veteran. Yes, who died defending his country. Not an excuse. But he's black. Doesn't matter. You cannot deviate from the party. You're seeing bits of this all over the place. You want to be the one on the Clemson Tigers team that doesn't have BLM on your hat, you on your helmet? You want to do that? You want to be that? Really? Going to be profiled all over the place. Good luck being picked up by an NFL team at that point. See how this goes? See how it works? American Airlines. You're one of those not wearing the Black Lives Matter pin? No other pins are allowed. Oh, wow. It's between you and another guy at promotion time? We're going to go with the guy with the BLM pin. Sorry, you've caused disruptive work environment. What, by not wearing the pin? Yes, by not wearing the pin. So when you go back to Soviet culture and the way that they did it, it wasn't dissidents or rebels who got in trouble. It was those who stood out for just not going along with the party. This is what is happening all over the place. Goodyear tires. Wear your BLM shirts. No, it's fine. What if I want to wear a Trump shirt? Sorry, can't, no can do. What if I want to wear an All Lives Matter shirt? Oh, God, don't do that. Then it's duly noted. Who doesn't have the Black Lives Matter stuff on? Folks, right now, Black Lives Matter is the hot thing. It'll change. 9 months from now, it'll be something else. But you have to wear the party symbols. You have to adopt them. And the NFL is pushing this. That by the NFL doing this becomes corporate standard. And then everybody wants to do it because their CEO doesn't want to be caught being the one without the, you know, mandate for the Black Lives Matter stuff or whatever the organization is this month. It'll change. It doesn't matter what the organization is. They're all tied to the party. And it's getting worse. It's not just about Black Lives Matter either. Wait till you hear what happened to Star Wars star Gina Carano. She's in big trouble. Being tarred as a bigot. You're thinking, what did she say? Nothing. Nothing at all. It's that she won't go along with the forced speech. Despacito is now trending on Twitter. Well, they're going to shut that one down. They shut it down fast. Did you see what Joe Biden did? Oh my gosh. Yeah, Joe Biden flew on a plane to Florida to make an 18-minute speech to 12 Hispanic supporters and then flew back. If Trump's... Never mind. Never mind. It's Joe. So while... I can't get over this. He figured he'd bond with them since Trump is killing him with Hispanic voters right now, which is, for a Democrat, that's embarrassing. Again, Hillary won Florida's Hispanic vote by 13 points and lost the state. Trump's now 3 points ahead of Biden with Hispanics. He's down with other groups compared to his past performance, so he's got to make that up, particularly with... You know, it's the weirdest thing. Do you realize he's down with people over 65 from where he was? Joe Biden's actually winning that group right now. They say it's because of COVID. That I guess this is the group hardest hit by COVID and the message of that Trump is somehow responsible for not stopping a cold or something. No president's ever been expected to do before. Whatever. That they're mad or something. I don't know. So, but what the craziest thing is that it appears to be that what's, you know, booing him is this best ever performance in the polls. Anyway, we'll see what happens at the ballot box with Hispanic voters and some Black voters. He's got to make up the white 65 pluses he lost that. We'll see if they come back. I don't know. But so he goes there, flies on a plane for an 18-minute speech, one speech, one appearance, and turns around, comes home after talking to 12 people. That must have been very important. But he figures he'll bond with them. He whips out his phone and plays Despacito. Here's a song in Spanish. If I play it, they'll like me. Can you imagine if Trump did this? Oh, my gosh. He'd be called racist and a cultural appropriator and just a general idiot. But it was Joe, so everyone thought it was great.
I just have one thing to say. Hang on here.
All right.
There you go. Dance a little bit, Joe. Come on.
I did I tell you what, if I had the talent of any one of these people, I'd be elected president by acclamation.
He actually tried to dance. It was bad. It was so bad. Texter writes, so our ancestors fought to free us from oppression. Now we are facing those using that freedom to oppress us. Yes, pretty much. Now, the texter writes, hey, Tara, did you see the latest about Clemson? Four big black and white squares, two on each side of the sideline. One will say unity and the other will say equality. Yes, the party's message will be heard everywhere and in everything, or it will be canceled. I don't have any problem with unity or equality. I like both those concepts. Unfortunately, they are the opposite of what the left is trying to achieve by cramming all this down our throats. All right, coming up, wait till you hear why Star Wars star Gina Carano is being canceled.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.